So let's review. The previous Mishnah mentions that the Kohen would put offer, earth, into a cup of water that was drawn from the kir. The Gemara now asks, Ibailahu ein sham offer maushid and afer, if there was no offer available, may ash be substituted for earth? The Gemara elaborates that there is no question according to the Beis Shammai that lo yitin afer. Afer may not be used, because regarding Kisa Adam, they hold, lo yitzinu afer shakaru offer. Afer is not considered offer, and afer may not be substituted for offer. The question is only according to the Beis Hillel, who regarding Kisa Adam hold that afer may be substituted for offer, because afer shakaru offer, afer is considered offer, in the pasuk of may offer sreifa zachatas, the ashes of the paraduma are referred to as offer. Therefore, do we nevertheless say lo yitin afer? Afer may not be used, because hacha bekarka mishkan ksiv, the pasuk specifies that for saita one must use earth, or yitin afer. Afer may be used as it may be used for kisa adam, because hi bekarka mishkan lekad isi ben Yehuda ulekad isi ben Menachem hudasi. As we learned in the previous daf, the pasuk of bekarka mishkan is used to teach either that which Isi ben Yehuda taught, Lehevi Karka Beis Eilamim, the offer of even the Beis HaMikdash is used, or that which Isi ben Menachem taught, Ein Sham, Ten Sham, the offer may be brought from the outside as long as it's placed on the ground. The Gemara tries to resolve the question from a brisa, which Rabbi Shmuel states, V'shleisha mekaymais, halacha oy keves mikra. There are three cases in which a halacha l'meisha mesinai overrides a pasuk. Regarding Kisa Adam, HaTorah Amra Ba'ofer V'Halocha B'chol Dover, the Pasuk V'Chiso Ba'ofer specifies to cover the blood with offer, while the Halacha teaches that one may cover with all materials that are Megadol Smachim, in which produce can grow. And regarding Nazir, HaTorah Amra B'Tar V'Halocha B'chol Dover, as Rashi explains, the Pasuk Tar Layava Al Roshay specifies that the Nazir may not shave his hair with a razor. However, the Halacha teaches that any method of hair removal, even by hand, is punishable with malchus. And regarding a get, HaTorah Amra Sefer V'Halocha B'chol Dover, the Pasuk V'Chasav LaSefer Krisis specifies that a get must be written on parchment, while the Halacha rules that it may be written on anything that lasts. Now, the Gemara asks, V'im Isa Lechshem Namehai, if we are to assume Yitin Efer, that ashes may be used, why was this not listed as well? The pasuk specifies only karka, earth, while the halacha states even afer, ashes. Apparently, there's a proof that lo yitin afer, he may not use afer. The Gemara answers tana v'shayer. The Braisa only included some cases of halacha ikeves mikra, but it did not include the halacha of saita, as it did not include the case of the mitzayir's second haircut, which the Braisa derives from a klal upratu klal, that a mitzayir only shaves off body hair that is makam kinusar v'nira, clustered and visible. However, v'hilchasa megaleach kidlas, the halacha rules that he shaves all hair, therefore the shayer high, shayer high. The Gemara then cites three reasons why taglachas mitzayir does not fit the criteria of the braisa and cannot have been included, therefore we cannot say medishayer high, shayer high. However, as Tesis explains, we might still be able to say tana v'shayer, and there is no proof from this braisa. However, the Gemara concludes, Rakvufis yerek hu dahavya offer, afer lahavya offer. Decayed vegetables are considered offer and may be used as a substitute, but ash is not considered offer and may not be used. The Gemara continues explaining the previous Mishnah which taught the noisn kadeshi ro alamayim, shenema umina offer, yikach hakoyin venosn alamoyim. Rashi explains that since it does not say Bamayim but El Hamayim, it teaches Shiro Alein. He must put in enough earth that it should be visible. The Gemara cites a Braisa which teaches other cases that have to be visible based on Psukim. Tan Rabbanan, Shloisha Tzvichin Shiro, Ofer Saita, Ve'efer Para, Ve'regivama, Meshabir Bishmol Amr Af Dam Tzipur. The Gemara continues with the following Braisa. Tan Rabbanon Hikdim offer Lamayim Pasul for Reb Shimon Machshir. If the Evadi Kain first put the earth into the Kais and the water afterward, the Tanakama holds that the Mayim may not be used for Ashkoa Saita, while Reb Shimon holds that the Mayim may be used. Rashi explains that the Tanakama holds that it's Pasul because the Pasuk specifies Umina offer, Yikach ha-koin benosn el-amoyim. The koin shall take the offer and put it into the water. Alma mayim bereisha. This implies that the water precedes the offer. And the pasuk at the end of the parasha states, V'asol ha-koin es kol ha-tayr ha-zayis. The word ha-zayis is likuva and teaches that be'inon keseder ha-kasim b'parasha. The entire process must be performed in the specified sequence. While Reb Shimon ma'achsher, because there is a gzeres shava of the words offer. The pasuk regarding meisaita states, umina offer, yikach ha-koin menosn el-amoyim, and the pasuk regarding meichata states, v'lochu la-tomei ma'afar srefas ha-chatas. We first derive the din leketchila of meichatas from meisaita. Ma'alahalan offer al-gabi mayim, afkan offer al-gabi mayim. Just as regarding meisaita, the water precedes the offer, as the pasuk states of menosn el-amoyim, so too regarding meichatas, the water precedes the offer. We then turn around and derive the din b'di'eved of meisaita from meichatas. Umakan hiktim offer l'mayim kosher, af lahalan hiktim offer l'mayim kosher. Just as regarding meichatas, if the offer preceded the water, it is kosher. So too regarding meisaita, if the offer preceded the water, it's kosher. Now we know that regarding meichatas, hiktim offer l'mayim kosher, because there is a contradiction in the pasuk of meichatas. V'lachu la'tamei ma'afar srefas achatas, v'nosn alav mayim chayim el keli. The words v'nosn alav imply that offer bereisha, the water is put on the ashes which are already in the kli. But the next words, mayim chayim el keli, imply mayim bereisha, that the water is first drawn directly into the kli. Therefore, Shimon reconciles these psukim as follows. Ha'ketzat, ratza zenaisen, ratza zenaisen. Either way is kosher. However, as we said before, leketchila offer agabe mayim, the Tanakhama disagrees and holds that even regarding mechatas, hiktim offer l'mayim pasul, because he reconciles these psukim as follows. El kli dafko, el keli can only mean that the mayim is first drawn into the kli, and the offer is then put on top, as we find regarding saita and tzipoyre mitzayre that machshu l'malo. The offer and dam tzibur that qualify the water are only put in afterward. Therefore, afkan machshu l'malo. And the word olav teaches l'arvan, that afterward he mixes them so that the mayim is now above the offer.